This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
We've all seen the aftermath on the news. Houses turned to splintered rubble, livestock plucked from fields like lint off a sweater, and fallen trees blocking roadways. The effect of a tornado on a community is nothing short of devastating, and it could take months or even years before the affected residents can feel whole again. But in 1764, in the German town of Waldeck, a tornado touched down unlike anything anyone had ever seen before or would ever see again. On June 29th, around 1 in the afternoon, a twister appeared southwest of Feldberg. By the modern standards of the Fujita scale, it touched down measuring at an estimated F2 in intensity as it moved northeast. The Fujita scale is a joint effort between meteorologist Ted Fujita and Alan Pearson, the director of the National Severe Storms Forecast Center. In 1971, Fujita unveiled his eponymous scale, which measured and categorized tornadoes by their size and wind speed. Weaker, smaller twisters fell lower on the scale in the F0 to F1 range, while the most powerful ones would earn up to an F5 rating. With me so far? Good. For example, an F2 tornado maintains an average wind speed of between 113 and 157 miles per hour. But as this particular vortex traveled, it picked up speed, reaching F3 status in minutes. By this point, its wind speed was over 200 miles an hour, and it was only getting worse. Two children who had gotten caught in its path were tossed into a nearby lake and survived. The hail it kicked up obliterated a small flock of geese in the area as well, and the stumps of previously felled trees were ripped out of the ground like rotted teeth. This tornado was over 300 feet wide by now and showed no signs of slowing down. A local witness described it as a wedge tornado as it crossed over a lake and caused the water level to rise. Once it reached the other side, it took out a house by ripping the roof clean off and leveling the walls. Nothing remained, including the poor soul who had been inside when it struck. One common myth about tornadoes is that they weaken when crossing over a body of water. But that's false. Tornadoes have no problem going over lakes and rivers, as was the case with this particular twister. In fact, it's believed that another tornado, known as a waterspout, formed over the lake and merged with the tornado, fueling its growth and intensity. Once back on dry land, it turned northward and wiped out a beech timber forest in its path. The tornado was possibly an F4 by now, with a width of 738 feet across and wind speeds of up to 260 miles per hour. Massive oak trees were pulled out of the ground and hurled over 100 feet into the air, while crops and grasses were ripped from the earth. The tornado shifted once again, this time toward the northeast, where it wiped out Lichtenberg Forest. The further it traveled, the worse it got, with the tornado eventually reaching its maximum intensity. Based on what we know now, its wind speeds would have measured roughly 300 miles per hour, officially making it an F5 tornado, one of the strongest ever to be recorded. And in its crosshairs was a dairy farm with a mansion on its property. The tornado ran through the stately home as though it were made of twigs, leaving only the first floor behind. People on the ground reported seeing birds get sucked into it as well. But that wasn't the worst of it. It now measured almost 3,000 feet across and was so strong it ripped the skeleton out of its grave. The Waldeck tornado traveled for about an hour over a distance of 18.5 miles before it finally disappeared. The damage it left behind was unfathomable. And yet, despite the carnage left in its wake, only one person died. And although their death was a tragedy, it's a miracle that more people weren't grievously hurt or killed while this freak tornado wreaked havoc on this poor corner of Germany. Oh, and last I checked, no wicked witches or little dogs were harmed in the process. This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier, and these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Strength can manifest in a number of ways. It might be the strength to leave a cheating partner or the strength to speak in front of a crowd of people. But a Canadian man named Louis Cyr knew a very different, more literal kind of strength. Louis was born in 1863 in a small town in Quebec, Canada. When he turned 12, he began helping on his family's farm, tending to the livestock, among other tasks. In the winter, he would work in a logging camp among lumberjacks. The people around Louis noticed that there was, well, something different about him. He was a little bigger than the other kids, and a lot stronger. It wasn't a surprise. After all, his mother, Philomena Berger Cyr, was allegedly a strong woman as well. Louis was often seen moving large equipment by himself or lifting massive bales of hay and cords of wood with no one to help him. His feats of strength caught the attention of other loggers, who would encourage him to perform for them. One day, on his way home from camp, Louis saw that a farmer's wagon had gotten caught in the mud. The farmer had been unable to free it by himself, even with the help from his horse, so the burly teenager stepped in to take the reins. Well, not literally. He lifted the wagon out of the mud with his bare hands, leaving the farmer in awe of his raw strength. But once Louis reached 17 years old, he began taking his talents more seriously. At the time, someone named David Michaud was considered the strongest man in all of Canada. Well, Louis wasn't about to let him claim all the glory, was he? And so he challenged David to a weightlifting competition. But despite the man's best efforts, Michaud was unable to hold on to his title of strongest man in Canada. That mantle now belonged to Louis Cyr, who was able to lift a 480-pound boulder with ease. In the late 1870s, Louis's family moved from Canada to Boston, Massachusetts. Then after a few years, he started competing in strongman competitions professionally. His first ever show in America saw him take home first prize. But what exactly did he have to do to win it? Did he pull a heavy wagon across a field or rip a thick book in half? No. To win this competition, as well as many other strength contests, Louis had to lift an adult male horse over his head, which he did without breaking a sweat. The horse, by the way, weighed almost a full ton. Unfortunately, there wasn't much money in being a professional strongman, so he found work as a police officer back in Canada. For 2 years, from 1883 to 1885, he became Montreal's strongest cop, weighing in at over 300 pounds, compared to the average officer's weight of 140 to 165. He was large and imposing, and his stature no doubt put criminals on edge. He'd earned the job after he'd stopped a knife fight between two strangers. Being as big and strong as he was, Louis easily confiscated their knives and then curled one man under each arm before hauling them to the nearest police station. Throughout his career, the strongman with a neck and biceps measuring 20 inches around accomplished a number of mind-boggling feats. He once lifted 18 men on a platform strapped to his back for a total of 4,336 pounds. He also used one finger to lift 534 pounds of weight. And one time, he managed to restrain four draft horses going in opposite directions, a test of strength that would have ripped a weaker man in half. But one of his most impressive demonstrations occurred when Louis lifted a 273-pound dumbbell with one arm. No one else could manage it. In fact, most other strongmen couldn't lift his dumbbells with two hands. That's how strong Louis was. And finally, later in life, Louis became a boxer and a wrestler. He once took on a Canadian sideshow performer named Edouard Beaupré, who stood a whopping 8 feet, 2.5 inches tall. Louis, by the way, was only 5'8 and a half, but Beaupré was no match for his rival's sheer strength and force of will. Louis took him down and won. Sadly, everyone's favorite Canadian juggernaut eventually slowed down. His immense size only ballooned as he ate more and exercised less. He died of nephritis, or inflamed kidneys, in 1912. But his legacy lives on in the numerous weightlifting records he held throughout his life. Louis Cyr was a man who knew how to have a good time. He could lift you up with a kind word. Or, you know, just his pinky.
I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. The show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious. Thank you.